The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, right here at 1326 Market Street.
Yep, that's where we're located.
7:06 in the morning on October the 20th, a Monday. So, you know, how can it go from Friday being, to Monday, and it's,
Because we're all, like, completely wiped out over the games in our major weekend.
A major weekend. Stuff going on around here.
Can't wait to share that with you.
KCNR1460.com is how we are sending our signal all over the world by that. And good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And where were you?
Just trying to reach, get it all.
Trying to get everything all
dialed in.
Figured for this.
It's like
for this
show. The spaceship is going to take off.
And my head is still shaking, so it's a longer thing.
Yeah.
It is. Hey, you know what? We're already getting comments about Missy MacArthur in the chat
room. We are going to cover that. Don't worry.
We are going to talk about it.
Okay, under the heading of You Can't Make This Stuff Up.
Yeah. Really. But first, let's talk to you about what we're looking for as our temperatures are concerned. Today, 59 right now. Showers today with temperatures around 65, chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 46. Mostly sunny on Tuesday with 67. Wednesday looks like we're around 71. And Wednesday night, chance of showers. Thunderstorms, they're predicting a chance of thunderstorms tonight. And with winds around 8 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, it may sound a little hoarse, because, before we go into the stream,
let's talk
about this weekend.
Let's talk about the weekend. That Saturday morning, we went to the grand opening of
Liberty on the border
at Turtle Bay, which we've never done this before, but we are supporting an exhibition down there. And we're doing it with an umbrella group. Then everybody is putting money in, and it's working.
We could use your dollars to help us reach out.
That's a different thing. We'll talk about that some other time. But it was what a splendid exhibit it is. And with talking about what led up to the main factors leading up to the Civil War itself. Average age was well under 21. It talked about the battles. You could see uniforms and equipment. And then the aftermath of the war, going back, all the way up to now, and what happened. But, the aftermath of the war that was fought for, states' rights and slavery, and the aftermath that is probably still continuing on, probably part of it today. Great. It's a great exhibit. You need to go down there and see it.
Absolutely.
And we're very happy that we and so many of our friends and associates are supporting it. It's got nothing to do with the Measure B. This has got to do with supporting the Turtle Bay Museum, which is what everybody wants. And if everybody joined the Turtle Bay Museum, you wouldn't have to worry about a lot of this stuff. Okay.
Well, what's great about the exhibits, and let me just say this too, what's great about the exhibits is, like, they have Toytopia there.
Toytopia.
So when you go in, you not only get Liberty on the Border, you see Toytopia. And, who doesn't want to know about the history of Milton Bradley? And, G.I. Joe and Barbie and the trains and Clue and Monopoly and toys through the eras. And what makes this is wonderful exhibit there inside Toytopia that talks about from up until 10. I may be wrong about the C and the number, but it has your categories of what makes a perfect toy down to a heap of plastic and what makes it most collectible. So that was a blast. Anyway, yeah. So then yesterday morning was the Shasta Speedway.
We went to the Shasta Speedway for the last race of the season. And frankly, you can get in for $4.50. You can get a beer for $2. you can sit in the stands and just enjoy racing. And we just had a great time. And I sure would like to see that. It was, you know what? It was a great time and nice people out there. And if you like stock car racing, the races, this one race had a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy battling it out.
Going 72.
Battling it out for first place.
It was amazing.
And this one. And then they were doing some rubbing out there.
They were skilled. Very skilled.
I mean, rubbing and racing. You know, I mean, she got bumped a little bit and slid her out. You know, she kind of lost traction. And they're going around that far on the number four turn. And she got loose and banged into the wall, came sliding around, got another tire back on and got back onto the track. It was just, the 14-year-old boy won that race.
She crawled out of the car. Yeah, it was because she had an injury in her car.
Not in her injury.
No, but
the car was banged up.
So she gets out of the car and she looked like Danica Patrick. She had this long hair.
Long, dark
hair. Flipped her hair and I thought, are we at a commercial?
That's what it looked like. Anyway, what a great time. And we want to try and get that. We're trying to get them on the show.
And you were Grand Marshal.
I was Grand Marshal, which for me was, I was there for 3 hours and I got to say, gentlemen. Start your engines! And everybody starts it. You, on the other hand, sang the national anthem, and it was absolutely fabulous.
It was, I always get nervous, but I always pray beforehand and say, whatever comes through, hopefully it's the intent. Here's the listeners will get the intention of what the song is about. And I never know what kind of voice I'm in. And we were at a party the night before, and it was a country western party, and there was a band there, and they asked me to sing, so I sang Crazy. You know, you just never know. You live your life, you don't know, and it's full of blessings, totally full of blessings.
Well, and then from that, of course, you had to watch the Peyton Manning Denver Bronco 49ers game, and Peyton Manning sets the new NFL record for passes. Or for touchdown passes. And you know, this guy is so good. When he threw that touchdown for the record breaker, the linebacker of the 49ers was wrapping him up, but he couldn't catch him fast enough before he threw it. And at the end, the linebacker comes up and he leans into him. And you can see he was saying something nice because, Manning acknowledging the guy was patting him on the shoulder. I mean, this is history. This was history that you saw. And they took the ball, put it in a special bag, and they're taking it back to, Cooperstown? Is it not Cooperstown? Wherever the NFL Hall of Fame is. I've never been there. Anyway.
Okay, well, it says Peyton Manning now stands alone as the NFL's all-time touchdown king. The Denver Broncos, my computer's on. The 38-year-old quarterback threw touchdown number 509. 509, wow. In case you're wondering how many of his career Sunday night against the San Francisco 49ers to break Brett Favre's career record. Just,
And then you threw another one just to make sure.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now we need to talk about something here before we go on a break. And we got, are we recording because we were doing, I was giving you time to turn that on too. You know what? We're getting a comment as soon as we walked in this morning, and I have to admit, it's been kind of the talk of the town. Our city council person, Missy MacArthur, it's not a surprise that she doesn't like Patrick Jones, right? So, I mean, everybody knows that. She says things during the meetings and other times. Biggest chuckle this weekend, this is from one of our very nice chat room people. I mean, she is just absolutely nice. And if I'm trying to get our chat room back up. But what it says essentially is not back up, but back to that spot. That it says is, biggest chuckle this weekend came from the news about Missy MacArthur putting the news on Facebook about Dolores Lucero. Good grief. What is happening to the adults that are supposed to be running our city? The whole thing took me back to my high school years and the group and the gossip about the cheerleaders and other things. They need a, and Bob says, Facebook needs a pop-up that says, are you sure you want to post that? And what it is was Missy MacArthur and some kind of, and we know Missy. We like Missy. Missy's a nice person. You know, we've always seen that. She goes to the courtroom where Dolores Lucero is getting sentenced. And when they put the cuffs on her, Missy takes her photo without permission, by the way, which is illegal. But I doubt if you'll see anything about that. Takes her photo and then posts Dolores Lucero Patrick Jones' ex-girlfriend on the way to jail or something like that. And let me see. I've got it up here. I've got it here, too. And then she posts this on Facebook. I mean, can you imagine that? So what it says exactly was the if I can get this thing fixed, was that Patrick Jones' ex-girlfriend, Dolores Osorio, goes to jail for 30 days. And the outpouring of people saying, how tacky can you get, Missy? I mean, come on. How tacky can you get? And then Missy goes on and she doubles down on this, which is kind of cool, is, you know, says essentially is, if you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. And she's tying Dolores Lucero into Patrick Jones, and they're saying, oh, did he say this? He didn't say this. I just know is that people saw it, her friends saw it, everybody saw it, said, oh, no. Now, is this the type of person that's going to be able to work with other people? That's my question. What if Jones gets reelected? Yeah. I mean, what if he gets reelected? Now, what the hell happens then? You know, Missy, this was so wrong, and I can't believe it. I mean, it's just so wrong to put something up like that. Tacky. Anyway.
Facebook needs a warning that says, this post will follow you around for the rest of your political and social life. Are you sure you want to say this?
You know, Lucero goes to jail for 30 days in Lassen County or someplace. Or she's not here. She's not here in the county. Anyway, okay. We're going to have to take a break here. But you know what? Last night it started to cool off anyway. But sleeping, I've moved my sleep number setting up to 45,
and I'm at 55.
You're at 55.
Yeah, I moved mine up.
You mean you're tougher than
yeah,
I am?
Yeah, I moved mine up to 55. And,
oh, my gosh.
And now with new workouts, I'm going to be, you know, back and forth. You'll hear me say different numbers. And obviously, it's raining. We've heard it's raining out. So that always changes how you want to feel in your bed as well.
Well, you know, now with the new Sleep IQ technology that goes with your Dual Air technology, because you're working out, because you have different feelings, this is really good. Because on the new beds, on the new sleep number beds, with this Sleep IQ technology, you can lay there. And if you're not sleeping soundly, it's going to send you a message via an app that says, perhaps you should try this setting. And, you know, so when you look at it like that, you figure out how much a good night's sleep is worth to you, especially when you're on the go all the time. The fact that Sleep Number is rated number one by Consumer Reports, that you can pick up a Sleep Number C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology for $999.98. You can't beat this. Guaranteed, made in America, Sleep Number. We use it, and we think that you should, too. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and see Brian and Janice and ask them to show you the Sleep Number, and they'll help you with their sleep number settings. We're going to take a quick break.
When we come back, we've got Bonnie Sharp. We have a call, too. We're going to be talking about a really cool event, one of my favorite events of the year. I look forward to it. That's going to be happening this Saturday. In fact, I stand in line. I don't stand in line for anything, but I stand in line for this. I'll tell you more about it when we get back after these messages here on KCNR 1460. Hold on, Gary.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
My name is Mimi Mosley. Growing up, I learned I was responsible for the choices I made. Since moving to Reading, I've seen how my choices can truly make a difference as a small business owner and resident. I'm choosing to vote across party lines to make this important change to our city council. This change will be historic as it betters Reading. I believe Francie Sullivan loves Reading dearly and feels a calling to make the tough changes needed. Francie is always on duty as she encourages small business owners, listens to the concerns of her city, and pushes for a safe Reading. Francie's heart is to launch new jobs as well as bring safety back to our homes. Francie has faithfully managed Reading's resources and commits to continue this hard work. November 4th, the choice is yours, and you are responsible for that choice. I'm choosing to vote for two new city council members to help Francie achieve these goals as we live and work in this great city. My name is Mimi Mosley, and I choose Francie.
I'm Francie Sullivan. I want to make Reading the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:22 in the morning.
I love
you feel
it.
Me? 59 yeah. degrees. We're going to have some rain. Hey, I'm on Facebook. Do you feel me? 605-4567.
Which I thought was.
Yeah, do you hear me?
Oh, well, you hear me. Okay, I got
That's all right. Carl was in the Marines. He's probably blowing up something at that point of his life. So
you know what? I know the songs. I just don't know the words. So I just throw mine in there.
Right.
Bonnie Sharp.
Morning.
Good morning, you little sweetie, you. You know what she said during the break? Was she said, I've had my Sleep Number bed since 99, and we finally wore it. 99, finally wore it out. Got two new inserts in it.
1999,
yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, welcome to the show. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Thank you
for having me.
You're welcome, of course. We think the world of you and Jim. And this started you're part of the group that puts on the Harvest Bazaar, which is, tell us where it's located.
Okay, it's at All Saints Episcopal Church, and rather than giving you an address, it's easy to say right across from Reading Golf Course, right on the corner of Benton Drive. So most people know where that is, and it's a beautiful church, and we're proud to be part of that.
Well, the first year I went, I saw a bunch of cars and I pulled my car up underneath that big tree across the way. And I got out of my car and realized that there was a really long line. So then the next year I went and I think I finally got in, but it was later in the day. Mm. But there still was some good stuff. And then you and I became friends, and it was like, get there super early. So the next couple years, I've been there at 8 o'clock in the morning getting a cup of coffee and meet my friend Laurie Goyne. And we go in, and it's like, charge. I mean, it gets to be – it's only this little room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little room full of, you know, jewels Rangers. And baubles and antiques and china and crystal, and it's the best bazaar you've ever seen. All right, so tell us what... Okay, go on.
Well, so this year...
You've already gone through the stuff.
No, I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh.
But I will on Thursday. Anyway, so we have lots of good jewelry this year. I will tell you that. So I kind of dove into the gal who really has stores all the stuff for us, and she said, yes, talk about jewelry. We have some wonderful jewelry this year. The linens are always, I think Linda runs to the linens first every year. And we have some really nice ones this year, but we don't have as many, which I guess people are, you know, they're they're giving them up, and so, you know, we don't have quite as many. However, it's a great day. There's all kinds of wonderful things that you will see there, and we'll be putting them out. And also, then we have pie. You can come and have pie and coffee to kind of get your strength back and go back and shop some more. And that always works. And then we have a wonderful chocolate and wine basket. So that's a drawing, you know, a raffle. So there's all those good things. And I think this is the appropriate time, or I feel it's the appropriate time, to throw in the fact that ECW, which is the Episcopal Women's Group that has the bazaar, raised money so that All Saints Episcopal Church could finally have a spire on their steeple. And it's going to arrive in Redding tomorrow into our parking lot. It was built in Utah, and it's being transported. So they're leaving there today, and it will arrive in our parking lot tomorrow. So we'll be celebrating from now until November 1st, which is All Saints Day, and we're going to have a celebration then. But we are really proud, and it's so exciting.
It should be interesting to see how that's being transported from Utah. Mm.
So you have lots of jewelry there this week.
Yes,
huh?
This is.
I wonder who.
It's like vintage. It's like Avon. Think of the really cool pieces that would have been like what your grandmother or your mother wore. That would have been really neat vintage pieces. So they have a lot of stuff like that, and I love to go again to the. I've bought china. I bought a whole set of china. Carl's like, do you need another set? Well, yes, of course. You can never have too much china.
Right.
So, but you know, and they're such reasonable.
I never knew that.
And it always goes towards a good cause.
I thought you could never have too many guns or too many diamonds. I did not realize china was in there too.
Well, if you like to sit a pretty table, that's very important.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, the Republican women. Tea's coming up. And so,
right.
That's amazing.
And you have wonderful art pieces, things that people have just decided to, like, maybe part with. So you have a lot of, you know, beautiful items, like I said. So, Bonnie, it's this Saturday, Harvest Bazaar. What does it cost to get in?
Nothing.
Nothing.
A smile.
A smile.
Wait in line. Go in and see. Just great deals. You know great deals.
Let me say this, Bonnie. Every time Linda goes, she comes back. She says, it just gets better every
year. They don't put out junk. I'm telling you right now. If you like to do this kind of thing.
So if you want to go down there with Linda and Lori and several other of their friends, be there at, 8 o'clock?
But you're standing behind me. I'm first in line.
We open the doors at 9.
Yeah.
So you get down here at 8 o'clock.
I get down there at 8.
You do.
I get down at 8, and that's just it. I'm going to bring a chair this year and sit down. It's like a game. I love it. But anyway, Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us. And again, call on Friday for a reminder.
What would remind people during the week?
How long does this stay open?
Until 4.
Okay.
Okay, 9 to 4.
Yeah.
And you can find it all.
Yes, you can.
And everybody's Bonnie so
Sharp.
Kind.
What a nice
all the
person.
Women are great there. So, well, thanks, Bonnie Sharp. And again, it's called the Harvest Bazaar. It's this coming Saturday at 9 o'clock at
All Saints Episcopal Church on the corner of Benton Drive.
That's right. That beautiful
right
church.
From the little golf course there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plenty of parking.
Bonnie.
Yes.
Thanks,
Thank
Bonnie.
You very much.
All right, let's go to the phones. Gary, you're live. I know you wanted to talk about our comments earlier.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I would say that Tacky MacArthur and Vice Mayor Francie Sullivan are in a panic mode, or this wouldn't even have happened. And number two, if I were Patrick, I would say, consider the source.
Yeah, well, you know, Patrick had a couple comments in there that were a little strange, too. But, okay. I was surprised that something like this happens, frankly. If somebody said, is the municipal election for someone running for middle school class president?
Yes, that is fantastic.
Well, you know what the thing is? It's a paid position, but there's a lot of stuff going on. And when you see stuff like this, you just have to ask yourself, what are they thinking of? I mean, there's no reason to do. I mean, no matter how you feel, is there any reason to pile on and kick things? I mean, talking about a guy's girlfriend from 3 or 4 years ago? I mean, come on.
Well, and people talk about Patrick is Mr. No on the city council. What does this say about an attitude on the city council? And that would be another comment. If I were Patrick, I'd say, see what I have to put up with on the city council?
Well, you know, the thing is that for people that, you know, they have to work together, and that's what I said. You know, Jones wins, comes back, wins re-election, and then now he's senator with Misty on it. And then now you have to question everybody saying, just like you said, is it Jones the no person, or is it maybe somebody else, and they're due to personal reasons, personal animosity?
Yeah, Exactly.
All right.
Anyway, so thanks again for giving our great city a event on the air, and me in particular. So, well, and Linda, how are you?
Wonderful. And, thank you so much, Gary.
Okay, thanks again.
Hey, Gary,
bye.
Last week or next week we start the candidates one more week right before the election. Starts on Monday. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans. Espresso Joe is now with the weather cooling down like this, with the great coffees they have and great presents you can buy there for Christmas. At Espresso Joe's, walk next door, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, plus e-cigs of all shapes, sizes, and flavors. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive at Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Kristen Schrader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I'm prepared to make Reading the place our community desires and deserves. I'll bring new jobs to Reading, make sure our city is safe, and maintain our infrastructure. I've been endorsed by the Reading Peace Officers Association, Reading Firefighters Association, and the Shasta Builders Exchange. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Schrader for City Council 2014.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Okay, don't you love this? Makes me want to put on my socks and like slide around on the hardwood floors. Do some exercises, some kicks. Make sure I don't fall backwards. Welcome. Good morning on this Monday. It's 59 degrees outside. There's going to be showers. I understand that. When Bonnie was here, she said, big raindrops. It's like, okay, well, I was in the studio, didn't know. Highs today of temperatures around 65. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 46. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 67. Into the weekend, we have partly cloudy all week long, slight chance of showers on Wednesday night with temperatures around 55. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This part of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. And the reason we want to talk about that, because it has to do with this, our next guest from Turtle Bay. But Ted Leidy and his team of NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take the basic course. The big thing about this is for the course that's on November 22nd and 23rd, and we're having people signing up for it right now, the cost of the course is $150, which is what the course cost anyway. But the checks will be made out to Turtle Bay for the Liberty on the Border exhibit at Turtle Bay. It's got nothing to do with elections. It's got nothing to do with measures. This has got to do with supporting the Civil War exhibit that's there. Everyone that writes that comes to that class gets a tax write-off. Your name will go up on the wall down there for supporting Liberty on the Border. And because it's got a nice area there, we say, is who are the donors that helped with this? So call Ted Leidy at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com on the internet. And remember, it's not only will you get a great class, get your concealed carry permit, you can shoot with our guns and our ammo, which you can't hardly beat that either. But now you also get to support a great exhibit down at the Turtle Bay Museum, and it's tax deductible. So you can even take it. So it's like a free class. That's great. Okay.
All right. With us this morning is Christina Liederbrand from Turtle Bay, as well as Christy Kidd. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Before we go into, you know, our topic, Christy, we do want to do a shout out to the Civil War reenact. The camps were there. The cannon was there. All these people that came out were passionate about, you know, the educational aspect of what the Civil War was, North and South. You saw the grays and the blues. But yeah. So what else?
Well, it's just this exhibit's been open just over a week. And on Saturday we had, as you're saying, our grand opening with the reenactors and everything. And what's really great about the exhibit is it's talking about everything that led up to the war itself, and then how it's affected us or how it still affects us now. And there's also local aspects. So it's Redding's part in the war as well. So there's a lot of educational opportunity with it. And it's interesting. How can, you know, and then we have the reenactors out, so you can't complain about that.
That was great.
So, yeah.
That was great.
And, of course, you guys are supporting it, so we love it.
Well, thank you. And Toytopia opened up, too. We talked about that a little bit this morning, how fantastic.
We and many others are supporting it.
Yes. So, Christina, we have something else that's going on, and everybody loves Halloween.
Yes.
What's happening?
Excuse me. We have a brand new fundraising event that will be held this October 24th, this coming Friday, in the Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. It's called Spooktoberfest. And basically, it's an evening of all things Halloween. We're going to have some educational booths there talking about different aspects of animals that live in the dark. We're going to have a special animal show called Creatures of the Night. And then we're going to cap the evening off with a showing of the movie Ghostbusters. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a beer garden for the adults and a root beer garden for the kids.
How cute is that?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's $5 if you buy your tickets ahead of time, $8 at the door. We also have special family prices. It's $20 for a family with up to four kids and $25 for a family on the night of the event.
While you're here, that's the wonderful thing. I love how you're always reaching out because, let's face facts, Turtle Bay is all about existing because of donations.
Exactly, exactly.
People forget, you know, I don't know why they're locked into thinking that the city is paying for Turtle Bay. This is because of your donations.
Oh, exactly.
And there's such an educational aspect. We didn't have enough time, and we went there, and I just, because I wanted to, like, chew on every piece of what was happening with Civil War, mm-hmm. went into Toytopia, but there's another exhibit that's got, that's about the Diesel Horse Bridge and the water and the lakes.
Exactly. That's our Dam to Bridge exhibition, And that is basically showing you everything from Shasta Dam all the way down to the Sundial Bridge. It talks about the reason that the dam is there. It talks about the reason that the bridge is there. It talks about the trails running up and down in between. It's really a beautiful, beautiful area. We should be really, really proud as residents of Redding of what we've accomplished with both the dam and the river trail system and the Sundial Bridge. It's an amazingly beautiful part of our community. So,
well, Christina Liederbrand and Christy Kidd are here with us this morning if you're just tuning in from Turtle Bay. We often are asked on the street, and I can't, because I know that there are varying degrees or varying times of the year of what it costs to become a member. And there are certain times of the year where there's a free day or there's veteran. Can you share with us? Because I think some people think it's very expensive.
Well, we do a lot of things to make it affordable for our members and our guests. We family membership costs $80, and that's for the entire year. And that's for two adults and up to four kids. And you can, with your family membership, you could come to Turtle Bay every single day of the week that we're open. And your membership will get you in. And you can use your membership when you go to other museum and science centers across the country. We're a member of the ASTC. It's the American Society of Technology and...
Wow. Like the Science Museum in San Francisco Science Museum.
Yeah, and, you know, I've used my family membership when I've gone to Honolulu. I went to the Bishop Museum. I got in for free, and they have a huge museum there and a planetarium, and my Turtle Bay membership got me in for free. I can't
tell.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's such a value. And then for those people who choose not to be members, we also do special admission days. We've been doing something we're calling Nickel and Dime Days, and that's on the 5th of every month and the 10th of every month. You get in for a special reduced admission on the 5th. I believe it's $5.
I think both days it's $10 for adults and $5 for kids.
Okay.
All day long.
Mm-hmm. Both days out of the month. Veterans,
veterans, we're a Blue Star Museum. So veterans get active military gets in for free every day and their families. I believe it's up to six people, I believe. And there's discounts for military. And actually, we are normally, in this time of year, we're closed Mondays and Tuesdays, but we will be open on Veterans Day, letting all veterans and military in for free.
Oh, cool. Because they have a great exhibit.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's something I just really felt that was very important to bring to light, because I'm going to basically have this conversation not too many days ago about I was telling this particular person that I was standing in line at Waterworks Park, and this woman had said to, with my grandkids, and this woman turned around and said, I take my daughter, I buy a pass, a summer pass, and we can go to Turtle Bay as many times as we want. And I don't know what that summer pass, I think it was like $40. And I can't even remember what she said, but it was a pass. So you have children's passes that would be, or maybe it's a family pass.
She was probably talking about a family membership.
Yeah. And they can come as many times as they want.
Exactly.
So when you think about, like you said, every single day or 3 days a week or 2 days a week, today I might take the kids out for $80 for a family of two adults and four children is just... I think you guys have made that very affordable.
Yeah, we have. And there's other levels. I mean, if you're a senior and you're living alone, I mean, we have an individual membership where you can – it's for the senior, it would be $45 for the year, and you can bring one guest with you every time you come. So, you know, there's a lot of grandparents out there that, oh, I can't do a family membership, but they can do, you know, an individual senior. We also have – we have all kinds of different levels. All you have to do is call and talk to our membership coordinator or anyone on our membership services staff, and we will be happy to go over the different levels of membership we have.
Now, question would be that came in, if you are already a holding member of Turtle Bay with your family membership, is the
Spooktoberfest.
Spooktoberfest.
No, unfortunately, we did not do a discount for that because the ticket prices are so low already.
Pay for food.
Yeah, we're going to pay for the food and beer and such. And it is a fundraiser.
Okay.
So, you know.
Heck yeah. Yeah. I love it. Let's bring that on.
You know, the funny thing is that in this big battle that's going on right now to support Turtle Bay with the Measure B is how many people belong to Turtle Bay right now?
We have about close to 5,000 members.
Okay. So if you double that. And you get 10,000 or even 15,000 that belong. that goes a long way too into helping to
Turtle Bay. Very long way.
And so, I mean, part of the thing is a membership drive to support Turtle Bay and get Chamber of Commerce behind that, and for all their members. All their members are maybe a special one-time, you know, if you're a Chamber of Commerce member, for $70, you can be a belonger to the Turtle Bay.
Well, you know, our membership coordinator does work with a lot of local organizations and companies throughout Shasta County to develop special employee rates. So, like, if you work for Mercy Hospital or Shasta Regional Medical Center, excuse me. we do have special corporate rates for those companies. So, you know, if you work for a company here in Reading, talk to your HR person. They very well may have worked out a special discount deal with us that you might not know about. So, and those are very, very affordable.
I think people, if get a lot of people supporting Turtle Bay, well, answer a lot of the questions. We need to take a quick break. Our guests here are Christina Lieber,
Lita Brand, Christy Kidd.
Christy Kidd. I had the two letters covered up in your name there with my pen. And I said, I know it's either Lita Braun or Lita Brand.
Lita Brand.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. At 8 o'clock, we're having Frank Sprezzarino from the Chamber of Commerce here is going to talk about who they're endorsing, why they're endorsing, and what propositions they're endorsing and why. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it has been an honor for me to serve on the Reading City Council these last 8 years. The future of Reading is bright. We still have many serious issues facing us as we move forward. Issues like pension reform, roads, water, and above all, the rising crime rate in the city of Reading. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. I have deep roots in this area. I was born and raised in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, but I've had family here since before Lassen erupted. My husband is retired and we could live anywhere. We choose to live in Reading. We love living in a friendly, generous town. We're grateful for the parks and trails that help keep us healthy, and we're grateful to live in a community that knows how to come together to solve problems. Together, we'll make Reading a safer town. I want to invite you, the public, to become part of the process made up of all of you, the City Council, and city employees to make Reading thrive and be the best place to live, work, and raise a family with safe neighborhoods and quality jobs. I'm Francie Sullivan. I'd appreciate your vote on November 4th for the Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Girl went back to Napoli.
because she missed the scenery.
For Frank!
The native dances and the charming
coming on
songs.
At 8 o'clock.
But wait a minute, something's wrong.
Oh, come on. Fabulous!
Mambo Italiano, eh, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a. Eh,
all right, you know, somebody who owns it, Rosemary Clooney owned everything she did, so that cool. Okay, well, we're going to play that again a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour, but right now we have our Christina Lita Brown and Christy Kidd with us from Turtle Bay. Covering a couple of the events, we want to make sure that you mark your calendar again for the Spooktoberfest.
Exactly.
On what date?
October 24th, this Friday.
Friday.
Yes.
Okay, so beer garden, root beer garden.
Exactly.
Costume.
Yeah, we're encouraging everyone to come in costume. This is a Halloween party, so we want you to come in costume. And anyone that comes in costume is eligible to participate in a drawing for a special prize.
Ooh, and then you're playing Ghostbusters.
And we're playing the movie Ghostbusters.
That's fun. Oh, my God. Is it? What about a classic? You know, when they play the classics.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're doing this thing at the theater where they have, where you can buy five films and, you know, various different films. And I think recently they had Ghostbusters again, remastered. Remastered,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, actually, it is the 30th anniversary of the Ghostbusters movie, so which made me feel kind of sad because I saw it the first time around when it first came out. But that just means that we've all seen it and loved it, and we invite you to come down and come to Spooktoberfest and love it again.
Oh, much fun. Is it on the big screen outside?
Yes, we're going to do it on the big screen in the amphitheater.
That sounds like a blast. Okay, so we have you. Let's talk about the exhibits again. Driving for Membership. We have right now Liberty on the Border, Toytopia, and a standing exhibit, I think, is what?
Dam to Bridge.
What else is going on?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question. We have a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. Actually, starting this week, we have new animal programming that'll be weekly. There'll be the animal parade on the boardwalk, one of our animals you can walk down the boardwalk with. That starts this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also will have a new animal educational show. One of them will be Creatures of the Night, which there's going to be two special showings of at Spooktoberfest.
Ooh.
So that'll be fun. So lots of different opportunities. It's not the big show in the amphitheater, just because of the weather. We can't, you know, mm-hmm. rely on that. But there'll be new programming coming back this weekend. So that's exciting.
Okay, yeah. Sounds great. And again, like we want to drive to you that for $80 you can get a yearly membership for two adults and four kids. And again, it's a Blue Star Museum.
It is.
I think that's really important that people know that you guys have put that out there.
Active duty military are in
free.
And then on Veterans Day, it's going to be all military and veterans.
Yep.
And
exactly.
Come in.
We'll be open special that day too. Normally
is that going
to
be, is that with their families or just them?
With families. Active military, part of being Blue Star, it's right. Obviously the military person, but then also their family. I believe it's up to six people.
And then on Veterans Day, how about veterans? Can they bring in more than just them?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have
fantastic.
All of that on.
You're going to do a live remote that day. You need to talk about that. You're going to be doing a live remote on Veterans Day.
Surprise.
I am. Well, I am. But it's yeah. be,
you look like you don't know. Well,
we can start talking about it, but it's pretty soon because in fact, starting today and then going through November 11th, the Crown Motors is going to be reaching out to veterans and the having a big sale and donating portion of every car sold is going to go to two of our veterans organizations right here in town, and we're mm-hmm. going to be there on the 10th and the 11th, on the Marine Corps birthday mm-hmm. on the 10th and on the 11th, having veterans coming in from the veterans home and have World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm. We could do that, Iraqi Freedom, Afghanistan. Have everybody in, veterans from those days, and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's great.
It was really cool. We did the Speedway yesterday, the Shasta Speedway racetrack. They're up in the booth. They had brought in some of the gentlemen that were from the veterans' home, And, you know, just look at these guys and you think, man, these are those are the heroes from World War II. A lot of those guys. Mm-hmm. And there's a movie out right now called The Fury, or Call Fury. And, with Brad Pitt starring in it. And you just hear people talk about, especially guys that have served. You know, a lot of guys and women don't really talk about, you know, what they've seen, what they've done. One of the gals that was sitting there in the booth, her son is in, boot camp, and he just enlisted for 8 years in the Navy.
8 years.
Wow. 8 years. And I said, well, I guess that's, he's decided to make that his career. But she said he's going through boot camp and going through H-E-L-L. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't figure out what that meant. I thought it was an acronym. And then and then they all looked at me. I said, what school is that? And they just looked at me.
It's the School of Hard Knocks.
Hey, well, you know, we're believers supporters. We are believers and supporters of Turtle Bay. We think that anything that's going to, you know, educate you, like, for instance, when we went through the Liberty on the border, we had friends that went with us. It was like, you know, if you can take away two things from every exhibit or two things that's going to just enhance your knowledge. Or I didn't know that.
Who were the Copperheads?
Did you learn that?
I don't remember that.
So you stumped me on that.
Somebody else did.
It's in your exhibit. Who are the Copperheads? And it's
just not a test.
No, it's not a test. But if you look it up, you'll see who they are. And yes, I had heard about it, but I'm not at the depth that went into it during the exhibit. And told who it was and the results of the leader of this, what happened to him. And this was really interesting because you think about freedom and your freedom of speech and all these things. The freedom of speech during the Civil War was very, very limited, and it was what Abraham Lincoln wanted it to be, which I find really interesting. You know, when you think about him as the great emancipator. Well, it took, you know, he played fast and loose out there with the Constitution during that time frame. Anyway, what are some of the things? One of the things also that we learned the other day was, if there are exhibits that people want to see, they can say, why don't we bring this in? Mm-hmm. Because this is what brought Liberty on the Border. Because people came up and said, how come we haven't had a historical here? We've got, you know, art and, you know, there's this, but why not historical? And this is what happened. And people came together to try and bring it in here. So, but if you wanted to see something, like if you wanted to see shotgun, you know, an exhibit on shotgun. I'm just throwing that one out.
Okay, so
there.
How did they bring in the poop?
How did you do that?
How did you bring in the stink poop thing?
But how does a person...
The scoop on poop, you
scoop
mean.
On
how
poop.
How does a person say, okay, or a group say, hey, look, we'd like to support this, but this is what we'd like to see.
Well,
what do they do?
What you need to do is contact Turtle Bay, contact a member of our staff, contact Christy. Or contact Christy, contact Julia. She's our collections and exhibits manager. Just contact Mike Warren, but contact anyone on the staff and say, hey, you know, how come we don't have, or how come I saw this in, you know, Podunk, Iowa? Let's bring it here or whatever.
And that's the really great thing about Turtle Bay is I was just at a conference and everyone's like, oh, I'm a historical museum. I'm an art museum. We get to do all of it. So... you can come in and give us your ideas, and we can, you know, try to bring it in because we have that opportunity at Turtle Bay.
Well, you've had the Titanic, you've had the human body, you've had the what is it called? The not Tinker Toys, but the Legos.
Mm-hmm.
That was fascinating. Mm-hmm. You've had Sin and the Sage. You've had guns.
There's an array.
Yeah, we did the Dazzling Pistols exhibition. Yeah. That was really beautiful.
An array of things that you.
Well, I'd like to see a World War One or a World War Two, or even better, I'd like to see a Vietnam exhibit. Right. You'd get tons of support for that. Mm-hmm. Vietnam, what led up to Vietnam, and then but mainly about the people who fought in Vietnam, and the conditions, and what happened to them when they came home. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there must be an exhibit out there that's like that.
I'm sure there is. Yeah,
and I think that would get huge support around here. We'd support it again. For sure.
Well, there's so many things that go on with Turtle Bay. Closing thoughts here before we finish this interview.
Well, Spooktoberfest this Friday, October 24th. Tickets are $5 per person, $20 for a family. That's fun. Ahead of time.
Yeah.
Buy your tickets at the door. They're $8 and $25 for the family. It's going to be Root Beer Garden, Beer Garden, and the movie Ghostbusters. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be fun.
I've been slimed.
Exactly.
Our guests have been Christina Lederbron and Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. We're talking about the exhibits they have. We're going to do this probably once a month. They're all going to come in, and we're going to talk about what's going on, what's coming up in the future, great events that are going on. You know, and forget the politics of it. Let's think about, you can be nitpicky and about, oh, why don't they do this, why don't this? Well, become a member. Then you've got a lot more to say about it. Then you say, hey, look, why don't we do this? They will bring in exhibits. You show the support for it, and they're more than happy to go out and find and find the exhibit for you. All right. When we come back, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We come back, Frank Strazzarino will join us from the Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to talk about their endorsements. Why? We're going to talk about the Chamber of Commerce also. I'm giving this back. That's what Linda's reaching for. I thought she just wanted to pat me on the knee or something.
No, it's really nice to hear what goes on with the Chamber of Commerce again. I think that they do a lot more than what we're really aware of. I think phone calls are coming in, too. So let's see. It's 59 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR Monday morning. Excited to have you with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back here for our second hour.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Today is bringing a sigh of relief to family members and friends of Liberian Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan. He died earlier this month in a Texas hospital. Everyone had been confined under armed guard for 21 days to make sure they hadn't contracted the deadly virus after coming in close contact with Duncan. The maximum incubation period has now ended, and their quarantine is now over. The incubation period also has passed for about a dozen healthcare workers who encountered Duncan when he went to the Dallas hospital for the first time on September 25th. Also at SRNNews.com, Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says Ebola has killed more than 2,000 people in her country and has brought Liberia to a standstill. Sirleaf told the BBC yesterday that she's appealing for more international help, saying the virus has been able to spread so rapidly because of the insufficient strength of the emergency, medical, and military services that remain under-resourced. European Union nations are working to find 1 billion euros to help fight Ebola in West Africa, and they're seeking a common approach in dealing with the disease outbreak. EU foreign ministers today opened a week of talks so that their 28 leaders can agree by Friday on a package of measures, which should include anything from financial aid to common repatriation procedures, treatment facilities on site, and training for healthcare workers. Kurdish forces fighting ISIS militants in the Syrian city of Kobani have more weapons and ammunition, courtesy of the United States. The U.S. military says it has airdropped the arms as well as medical supplies. The airdrops occurred yesterday. Earlier, the U.S. had launched 11 airstrikes in the Kobani area. This is SRN News.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense. Your child will leap ahead, whether they start out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. More at Mathnasium.com or call for a free parent pack. 844-799-5999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-5999. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
An Associated Press investigation finds that dozens of suspected Nazi war criminals and SS guards have collected millions of dollars in Social Security payments after being forced out of the United States. The payments flowed through a legal loophole that has given the U.S. Justice Department leverage to persuade Nazi suspects to leave. Interviews and internal government records show that if those suspects agreed to go or simply fled before deportation, they could keep their Social Security. Some big-name politicians are joining Jewish protesters in a growing firestorm against an opera they say glorifies Palestinian territories. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, former Governor George Pataki, and two U.S. congressmen are expected outside the Metropolitan Opera today to rally against the Met premiere of The Death of Klinghoffer. And the Denver Broncos scored a 42-17 victory last night. Peyton Manning went to two touchdowns shy of a record. This is SRN News. Heavy rains are causing mudslides and flooding in southern Mexico. Officials say at least six people have been killed. The rains developed from the remnants of Tropical Storm Trudy. States of emergency have been declared in 36 municipalities. More than 4,000 people have been evacuated to shelters. Australia's Parliament House has lifted a short-lived ban on facial coverings that critics said discriminated against Muslim women. The government department that runs Australia's Parliament House had said earlier this month that people with facial coverings, including burqas, would no longer be allowed in the open public galleries. A quarterly survey by the National Association for Business Economics finds that only 24% of companies increased wages and salaries in the July through September quarter. That's down from 43% in the April through June quarter, and it's the first drop after three straight increases. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday, October the 20th, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So anything you write in that chat room, remember, it's read all over the world. Just like Facebook. Oh, okay, we won't talk about that today. Anyway, we're here with Bad Bob and, of course, the beautiful Linda. You know, somebody told me, you shouldn't say the beautiful Linda.
No, fine. Okay.
Because it's too much pressure. It's not pressure for her. She gets up after sleeping all night, you know, kind of with the dog laying, you know, next to her. She gets up. She's still beautiful. I mean,
you know what? Thank you. You guys are sweet.
Do you want me to stop now?
60 degrees in the downtown studios. I'm going to go ahead and go on with the weather. It is raining outside. If you are trying to figure out, you know, what should I do and how should I dress and so on and so forth, we do have showers today. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 48. Mostly sunny today, tomorrow. That's the forecast. But, you know, things change. Currently, that will be 67 tomorrow and lows at 51 tomorrow night. Anyway, the National Weather Service and the forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, Carl, the chat room this morning is going for it. We're really excited about our guests this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are. But let's go to the phones first. And Sally, good morning. What's happening tonight at Destiny?
Good morning. Yes, at the Tea Party night, we are going to learn about the state of the city from Gary Catt. He's going to come in and give us the numbers on the unfunded liabilities that we will be facing in the upcoming years. And also we have Mike Quinn running for city council, who is going to be talking about REU. And being on the board of REU, he knows what's happening inside. So it's kind of an inside baseball night.
Well, it is. And Mike's been on that board. Of course, he's running for office, the only veteran that's running for office. But, yeah, we were talking on some things that are coming out. We might some decisions, judicial decisions that could have a huge impact on what's going on with the city, too.
Huge impact.
And I'm surprised. I haven't seen it in the paper yet, so we might have to roll in on that one.
Well, that's tonight at 6:00 at Destiny Fellowship Church on 2570 South Bonnie View Road.
Okay, Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All
bye-bye.
Right. All right, bye-bye, Sally. There's been a we'll talk about that during the break here because I have to check one more time before we go out over the air with it.
Before you go into a rant?
It's not a rant. It's something that happened that's going to have a huge impact on our city right here. But, speaking of huge impact, we're here with Tony Yeagle, who is the chairman of the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce, and Frank Strazzarino, who has found a home there.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. Doing?
Good. Great to be here.
Tony, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a local, born and raised in Hayfork.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's always an interesting lead-in.
Oh, no, I love the Hayfork Fair, and I love the livestock auction.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you say there was, like, races up there or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, the mule races.
Mule races.
Oh, man,
right.
That's awesome.
Good
I've
times.
Been several times.
So do you go back to Hayfork?
He's looking at me like, are you kidding?
I do. My parents are still in Hayfork, so it's still a special
cool.
place for me.
It's a nice place. We've driven down through there several times.
Then good old boy.
Went over to the coast, went to Humboldt State University, and got a degree in environmental engineering, worked in the timber industry over there for Louisiana Pacific as an environmental manager, worked for CH2M Hill here in Redding for 12 years.
Let's talk about that. What is environmental management? What is that? What do you do?
Well, it's essentially the protection of the environment through science, engineering, emissions controls, wastewater treatment plants, and so on and so forth. It's very similar to a civil engineer with a more of a slant on environmental protection, air quality, water quality, waste.
So the water quality in this, and it's you all need to, especially if you're going into, if you're working in the lumber industry, this is something you need to be able to, so you're always going to have trees.
That's right.
I would think.
Well, if you're a hay forkian, you want to see, that's just pristine. What do you think about what's happening? And this is such a sidebar. I won't even go there. I'm not going to even open that up.
Let's
stay on track.
Let's get what we're supposed to do first.
Track.
Okay. We'll hold you down here. Okay. And then, of course, Frank Strazzarino. Frank, how long have you been with the Chamber?
This is my 22nd year altogether. So it's been a long time. And I'm a San Franciscan by native, so go Giants. And,
yeah.
Oh, you know what? My darling.
I never enjoying knew, that.
She was not a baseball fan. And then one year, when the year that the Giants won the series, she watched the last two games. When I say she watched, it means I watch it. She watched the last two games of playoff, and then we watched the series. And now she's hooked. That and
I just love it's good old baseball. But,
that and
you know,
Peyton Manning.
So. Baseball can be boring, but they, you know, good is good. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
You may not like a certain kind of music, and that's how we relate to each other. But if good is good, no matter what it is, it draws you in, and you want to know all about it. So
baseball has a certain pace to it and a cadence. It's, you know, people discuss it, argue about it, but they still come together and say, "What a great game!"
And here's a great story. Ishikawa, is that his name? They hit the home run.
Right.
Oh.
The guy that caught the ball, he wanted to have it. First of all, he caught the ball, and everybody around him was getting selfies taken.
Right.
Then he went down because he wanted to have it authorized so saying that this was the ball. Or
the guy who caught the ball.
Guy who caught the ball. And then they asked him, "Would you be willing to give this back?" And he said, "Of course." He says, "What do you think? Maybe a set of tickets to the World Series for a game?" And they hemmed and hawed about it. He said, "Okay, I tell you what, I'm just going to give it to him anyway." Ishikawa delivers him a bat, a signed bat.
Nice.
And
all this, wow.
And the Giants gave him a set of four tickets for
that's
the game.
Nice. So woo-hoo.
So it was great. It's a great story. Okay, it's nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay, that's a big sidebar.
Okay.
We'll have a couple of those this morning.
Just as a comment already from people that have already, you know, we've got people joining the chat room from Rain Man. Environmental management is something not being done by the U.S. Forest Service. So,
well, I'm not going to comment on
it was just a comment I just threw out there because we're here for other things. We'll have you back on wearing your Sierra Pacific hat.
All right.
Come in.
Well, we ask ask about your history.
Right.
Grew up in Hayfork, went to Humboldt, got your degree in
environmental engineering.
Okay.
And then I worked for Louisiana Pacific for 10 years. And then I came to Redding in 2002 and went to work for CH2M Hill, a great company up here on the hill, and worked there for 12 years, and I've been with Sierra Pacific about 10 months.
Wow. All good companies.
Very good. I've been blessed with excellent places to work.
Mm.
Well, usually if you get hired and things like that, you've worked your way into it. You've earned it.
So how'd you go from that?
They can take their pick.
How'd you go from, well, not from, but along with, what got your interest in the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, my Chamber of Commerce started 2009, was it, Frank?
Right.
You're so 2009. And really, it's an opportunity to get connected with the community and serve the community, and particularly the business community, which You know, obviously, I've always been in private business. It's I think it's something that's very important to many things other than just business. And the Chamber's a great venue to get involved and give back.
And it helps to have Tony's expertise in areas. This has been a very political year. Only about a third of the chambers statewide have political action committees or get involved. But even though we do a lot of events and activities and give out materials and seminars, the political involvement is something we do because we have a passion about jobs. And so that's why we've weighed in so much on candidates, on propositions, on different matters with city council. And so it's really helped to have Tony's expertise and background dealing with some, you know, challenging issues over the year, including on the coast, Humboldt and all that. So he's really been able to steer the board. So we've come up with cohesive positions, and certainly nothing we've arrived at has been easy. But I think in many ways the recommendations we make are based on good, solid job creation and business strength.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back here after these messages. We have with us Tony Ago, who is the chairman of the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce, and Frank Strazzarino. And Frank, you are the president or the
right president, chief president executive officer
of the Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning. It's the 20th of October.
Drought, excessive regulations, Southern California trying to grab our water. We need strong leaders in office willing to take a stand. We need Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our local values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Doug is fighting for more water storage and less Washington red tape. He's working to stop wasteful spending, like the LA to San Francisco bullet train, and slash the debt that threatens future generations. And Doug is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress. Doug LaMalfa.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I'm fighting for more water storage, less debt, and to protect our way of life. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to represent you in Washington, D.C.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Redding City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the City Council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
All right, we know what this
Welcome
is.
Welcome back.
Crack that whip.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, 8:19 in the morning. Carl Lindebaugh, 605-4567. For people talking about how come we're just having like one side on or something like that, anybody that listens to the show knows that everybody gets a side on the show. Last week we had Tom Corrado and Andrew Meredith talking about B and who they endorsed and why. That's why this week we're having the Chamber of Commerce on, saying who they're endorsing. All candidates are going to be on next week. Every one of the city council, we're going to be talking the measures A, B, and F with both sides. The ones that, you know, no on A are going to be in here.
And you're always welcome to call in the middle of the show.
We can also, exactly what I said, you can also call in during the discussions and question their reasons. We love for that to happen. You know, put them on the grill there. What we are here to do is to provide an open forum and let you make up your own mind. That's why you don't see us very rarely ever endorse anything. We don't ever endorse a local candidate, because, you know, frankly, no matter what we think, we applaud them for wanting to run and be a part of our city here. This portion of the show is brought to you Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, Alliance Heating and Air have been here fixing all makes and models of air conditioning and heating units, and it's starting to get cold, so you need to have Martin and his people come on in and take a look at your heating system. Is it efficient with the cost of electricity going up? And that's another big thing. Is it running efficiently? Is it the best it can be? Are your filters clean? 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right, we're here with Tony Yeagle, who is the chairman of the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce, and Frank Strazzarino, who is the chief executive officer. Let's get into what you all are endorsing here.
But you're politically active.
Your political action committee came up with several endorsements for the city council race.
Right. Maybe I could first just see why we do these endorsements.
Sure, absolutely.
I think it's important for our membership. We've got 940 members or so. And one of the jobs of the chamber is to make sure that politically, if there's a pro-business position or a position that would maybe harm business, that we take a stand and we rally around pro-business politics. And therefore, we've got a process and we've got a political action committee. The political action committee spent a lot of volunteer time interviewing each candidate. We had a set series of questions that were asked of each candidate. And we went through that whole process and made our recommendations. And the hope is that our recommendations will have some influence, and the community will be better off because of it.
Well, that's correct. And it was a good process. We had 15 people in the room, and they asked them a battery of questions and ran them through the hoops there to do that. And that's why we ended up our feeling was that the two people best qualified to serve on this council are Brett Weaver and Mike DeQuisto. And so we are supporting them. We're encouraging our members to vote for them. And that's pretty much the extent of it. We have given them each a check for $3,000 because we believe in what they have to say. There's nothing wrong with the other candidates, and we commend anyone that runs for office and cares about the city. But we do think it's time for positive change. And our recommendations to the community, to the members, for what it's worth, are Weaver and DeQuisto. Similarly, we've taken stands on measures A, B, and F, and just for your voters out there to make it easy, it's yes on all three. Yes on A, because we're very concerned about the crime that's related to marijuana, and we do understand there's alternate versions of that, but our concern is what's happening to our community with crime, with property values, with the big grows, with the cartel, with the profit being done in our community. We're just too proud of it. Measure B is very simple. 40 construction jobs, 70 permanent jobs, $700,000 to our city. And for those that are concerned about crime, which, by the way, may be the number one issue, and Carl, you know from chairing the meeting where we had everybody jammed into the theater. We had
the amount of people that were turned away were outnumbered the people, the 750 people that were there.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And it was on the radio and the internet, and it was about 102 degrees out that day. People really cared. So, yeah.
And the thing is I'd love to get another one of these going, and they're talking about it after the election. Yes. But I think at this point, instead of just having all the law enforcement officials, then it's time for the city council to be sitting up there, and the new ones, and because the ones that are taking the place, have that new city council stand up there and say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to take this stuff on, head on?
And there are some community people involved. April LaFrance is doing what she called the Safe City Project. So I believe it's on the 13th, whatever the Thursday is, following Linda's big singing engagement, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Is April LaFrance going to talk about the Safe City Project? The police chief is going to talk that day at the Civic for a few minutes. There's going to be vendors talking about the crime. There are going to be people that have crime-fighting materials, security systems, alarms, mace, all those kind of things that you need. But then April will talk about the Safe City Project, so something's happening there. So part of voting for Measure B, a yes vote there helps bring in $700,000, and that buys you CSOs and cops. Finally and briefly, a Measure F, we're yes on F. It's a 0.25% sales tax. That means you pay, you know, 25 cents more every time you spend $100 at Walmart. But the fact of the matter is that brings in $5 million, and that $5 million buys us officers, CSOs, and works for incarceration outside our county. And that's a big part
and
of it.
And from what Rick Bassetti said from sitting right where Tony's sitting is that it also can be used to incarcerate people within the county. If there's a, if a facility comes up, a private facility or a facility is built here, you can use that money to pay for the upkeep of that facility, a temporary facility, until we get all this under – until we get the new jail built and all this under control. You know, frankly, we need a lot more police here. The big battle against this, of course, is that you need a two-thirds on this. And so it means every person that votes against it takes out two other people.
Right.
That's great. This is a huge hurdle to get across. And I'd like to be able to see, and next week I'm asking them, and it better be a better answer than I guess we have to get our community groups together to guard our, our community watches, make them stronger, is what happens if this fails? What's your fallback position and what are you going to do? And I want to hear some specifics from each one of them. And if they don't have a specific, as far as I'm concerned, then you don't have an idea what's going to happen.
And there is a plan for that. Hopefully it won't fail. We're encouraging people strongly to vote. Having $5 million is better than not having $5 million. No. But if it does fail, the next morning we're going to sit down and start talking about something countywide that really addresses issues. As you know, if there's a couple weaknesses because all the deals have not been perfectly hammered out.
No, I know.
But we think there's way more positive than not. But if it does fail, and again, I hope it doesn't, and we encourage a yes vote on Measure F, then we're going to sit down and get ready for the next round.
To the people you all endorsed are against this.
Yeah, that shows the democratic process at work. You know, when we endorse somebody for office, you know, we look at their qualifications, their comments, but we don't expect them to be in lockstep with the chamber. We do not call and tell people how to vote. We just hope the best people get in there, and then we trust their independent judgment. We don't try to run around and strut around like we run the town. We don't. But our passion is jobs, strong economy, fewer regulations, revenue coming in. You know, we're very proud of Reading, so the best thing we can do for Reading is get two people that will carry themselves, and three ultimately, that will carry themselves well, represent our city, and solve some of the problems we have, with crime being the paramount problem.
Why didn't you endorse three candidates?
The reason for that was, we feel so strongly about Weaver and DeQuisto that we felt that we really needed to emphasize their candidacy and get them in, and we will be happy and pleased to work with whatever other person is elected. The question that came for us is, well, what happens if somebody wins you didn't endorse, and that will happen? Well, the answer is you just kiss and make up. You know, you just help retire a little campaign
debt. Does
that
whatever. Mean when you kiss, it'll be on Facebook?
Well, there's a lot of stuff on Facebook, and it probably could be a little more kissing than some of the stuff we've seen, and I'm not going to get into that one. But Facebook is.
You know what? I'm sorry, but you know, this is going to go around for a while, and you know, you just gotta have to sit back and just love it.
Oh, they all have a double meeting.
Yes.
Tony, I would like to find out from you. And our listeners would like to know, of course, you are you're the director of the Chamber of Commerce. What does this election mean for you? We're going to go with both of you guys on this question, but let's start with you, Tony. What does this election for right now, this time, mean for you?
Well, I think this year's election is going to change a lot. I mean, there's change in the wind no matter how you look at it. No matter what happens in this election, things are going to change. And I think with the slate of candidates, it's a great slate of candidates, by the way. That's another thing that we need to emphasize is that all of the candidates interviewed very well with us, and it's a great slate of candidates. Tough to make all these decisions with such good people in the running. You know, we think that this particular election, with the measures and with the council candidate seats open, is going to really shape what the city is going to be doing for the next, you know, obviously several years, and hopefully longer than that. I mean, the council has had some criticism recently in terms of inability to get things done, and there's been some conflicts within the council that have come out. And, you know, one of the things that we also looked at in endorsing candidates was how well are these folks going to be able to work with other positions and other opinions and get to a consensus, or maybe not a consensus, but get to a place where they can make real progress. And so I guess it would be one way to put it, you know, how good of a politician, how effective of a politician are these candidates?
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. We have a caller. Charles, you are you're on the phone. You're live on the air.
Yes. Thank you. Good morning. Getting back to that grill analogy, spice rub's already in. Mr. Strazzarino and
Mr. Yeagle.
I'm having trouble with the other guys.
Mr. Yeagle. Tony Yeagle.
Mr. Yeagle. In the record searchlight reports that the chamber endorsed those candidates that reflected their values, but I'm wondering what values were being reflected by those two candidates when one of them, at an August 28th forum, reacted very angrily to a question about sustainable development and smart growth, and when the other, in a telephone conversation with him, indicated that he seemed to only want to deal with those constituents that more or less agreed with him. And, you know, you talk about wanting to, you know, get across the proverbial aisle and work with finding candidates that work with that are willing to work with people they don't always agree with, but it seems like this is these two don't seem to always want to do that.
Well, you can I understand what you're saying, Charles, but you weren't specific in what they said, so it's going to be hard for them to address this.
Well, they were talking about earlier in this conversation, the two gentlemen were talking about wanting to endorse candidates that, you know, were willing to work with each other, opposite opinions and so forth.
Right, and you're saying is that both these candidates at one time said didn't act like they would.
Well, they betrayed a conviction that was opposite of what they seemed to betray. Let me, make that clear. They seemed to betray an inner conviction that was opposite of what these two gentlemen were expressing concerning those two candidates.
Okay.
I'm just wondering what they have to say about that.
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot.
Well, I can start with that. During the process, and I mentioned that we had a fairly thorough process that the chamber took on to make these endorsements, both these gentlemen were very professional, very good answers to the questions. And we did have some questions about, working across the proverbial aisle, as it was said. And I have every confidence that these gentlemen will be able to do that based on our experience with them in this process. Now, outside that process, they both haven't sat on city council, so they're not going to have a visible history to go off like some of the other candidates. But based on our experience, I have all the confidence in the world that these two will be able to work with others and get to progress.
Okay. All right, Tony, thanks. We're going to take a quick break. And you've got to base it on when you talk to them. I mean, there's times that – I understand what Charles says. You know, he's heard him say this. When Brent Weaver said, who'd you like to see on the board with you? Francie and Kristen. That was kind of a surprise to me. I mean, they're both. I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to ask him what he meant by that when he's here next week. I mean, not that there's not that they can't do the job or anything, but why did you say them instead of other people? But I can't wait to hear that answer. Anyway, hey, we're going to be right back. We're with Tony Yeagle, who is the chairman of the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce, and of course, Frank Spazzarino, who's always with us. He'd be here every day if he could. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hello, my name is Kristen Schrader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I'm prepared to make Reading the place our community desires and deserves. I'll bring new jobs to Reading, make sure our city is safe, and maintain our infrastructure. I've been endorsed by the Reading Peace Officers Association, Reading Firefighters Association, and the Shasta Builders Exchange. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Schrader for City Council 2014.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:36 in the morning. 59 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. We need the rain. And then we can call it Shasta Lake again instead of Shasta Creek. 605-4567. And we're chat room is KCNR1460.com. Big chat room going today. We're really enjoying all this. Mm-hmm. I like what you say is that, you know what? That how much you appreciate us having everybody on. And it's true. There's nothing's perfect though. And, on any of these things. So you really got to read into it yourself. Our guests are Tony Yeagle, who is the, chairman of the board of the Chamber of Commerce, and Frank Strazzarino. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Let's go to the phones. Howard, good morning. Howard, good morning. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Well, we're ready, Howard. You're on live.
Go ahead, shoot.
Okay. I'm throwing a little bit of a curveball to the Chamber of Commerce because I just need to know. I'm a senior citizen, but you've mentioned your passion is jobs, and I'm wondering how, or not how, but what stance the Reading Chamber of Commerce has with relationship to immigration and taking a lot of what I consider illegal immigration and making it legal with the idea of having a cheap labor force in this country. Now, I know it's not related to the upcoming election, but it is something I would be interested in finding out what where the Chamber of Commerce in Reading stands on that.
Yeah, we have not had
my answer off the air.
Sure.
All right, thanks a lot, Howard, for calling.
Good. Thank you, Howard. We have not had an extended conversation about immigration. When we talk about jobs, we're talking about bringing jobs into the community. That's why the Stillwater Business Park, of which we've taken some hits and will continue to take hits till we get the jobs there, but that's why Stillwater is so important. That's why the Sheridan jobs I mentioned earlier, the 40 construction jobs, 70 permanent jobs, all the types of things that happen in our community that bring jobs here are the types of things that we support. The immigration issue is a federal issue, and to be honest, that's really not something the board has. I'm not saying it's not an important issue, but it's not something the board has spent a lot of time on. Our passion is jobs, local jobs, and that's why whenever there's a chance to keep a company here or grow a company here, and that's really a lot of what we ask the candidates is, what are your thoughts about job creation? How do you feel about Stillwater? What are you willing to do? Part of it is the incentives to bring jobs in here, and part of it is to stop those draconian fees, fines, and regulations that kill jobs, and there are some things there. So our endorsement has everything to do with supporting the people that understand the importance of job creation.
Do you believe Weaver and DeQuisto are going to go into the and go into the staff of Reading and go after the permits and how they do the processing?
We've seen quite a bit of improvement in the permit process over the last few years, and Tony and I, along with Patrick Wallner and Doug Ryder, incoming chairman, sit down with Bill Nagel every other month and talk about the permit process. I'm the only human being in the city of Reading that's ever worked behind that counter for 2 weeks. They let me in just to observe and walk around and take notes. And I tell you, it was an interesting experience, and some very, very positive improvements came on their side with Bill Nagel and others to make that process better. But I do think Mike and Brent will ask tough questions if we find out. We've actually heard a few more problems more recently with the county than with the city. And, you know, if that comes to us, you know, we're willing to look at it.
Bill Nagel is going to be on the show Wednesday. He'll be our guest Wednesday. We're going to talk about it, about this permit process. Because, you know, frankly, we've heard so many anecdotal things. But then again, people don't put it in writing because there's this fear that if they do, that the city's going to hold them, you know, we'll just hammer them the next time. And as far as the county goes, yes. I've heard that there's been a few problems over there at the county, too.
I usually have told people, if you have an issue, put it down and write. If you're willing to go on record, if you're not, we don't do anonymous stuff. If you put it in record, give it the letter there, I will hand carry that letter to City Hall within 20 minutes. But you got to go on record. And I've served on the committee looking at all those things. And to be honest, about 80% of the time, the city was right. Another 20%, there was a misunderstanding, miscommunication. And you know, we'll look at it.
Well, there's on that.
This
Frank,
is Tony here. Yeah.
A lot of this complaints I think we have are really related to the amount of regulations and the complexity of regulations and the seemingly never-ending add-on regulations.
Yeah, that's just been a big thing.
And, and the city doesn't necessarily have control over all of that. It's more of a, you know, I deal with that every day on a daily basis with the regulatory environment. And it's very harmful and overbearing to business in general.
Well, you know, we have some people we know that would never open another store because of the fact of what they've had to go through. It's cost them three times the amount of what they thought it was going to be to get into business. And so that's something we really all need to know, that with our candidates and with city council, starting with, you know, with their outreach and how we can make it affordable for and desirable for businesses to come. Let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning. You're on KCNR 1460 this morning. Do you have a question for our guests?
Yes, I do. Hello?
Yes,
yeah,
go ahead. You're on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't want to let the show end without, you know, addressing the issue that a previous caller just mentioned. So I don't want to let the chamber off the hook here when they talk about jobs and the issue of illegal immigration. I don't know how related they are to the National Chamber of Commerce, but when it comes to local jobs and people looking for local jobs, every day on my way to work, I drive by a place here in town that deals with harvesting or planting strawberries. It's out there off of Old Alturas Road, I called the office directly and asked them what their practice was as far as hiring people and whether or not they have documentation. And their response to me was, we do the best we can, and we hire through a temp agency. So they did not rule out the fact that they are, in fact, hiring illegal aliens to work at their facility there. So it really is actually important that the local chamber kind of give us their idea of what they think about amnesty for illegals and how that relates to the job market here in Reading.
Okay, Robert.
Good question.
You've got the two people that can at least address it from their end. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Okay, what he's saying is it looks like there could be places out there hiring. And we know what the Chamber of Commerce at national level says. What is our local Chamber of Commerce?
Right. Saying? We are not tied in. We are members of the U.S. Chamber. We track their positions. They do a good job. Their philosophy is a little different, a little stronger than ours sometimes, or sometimes a little bit weaker. So we are not obligated to follow their position. Generally speaking, they do a good job. We have just not spent a lot of time. I've really not had things come to me about a large problem we have with losing jobs to illegal aliens in our particular community.
Yeah, but the question is this. What would the chamber say? Would the chamber take a stand against hiring illegals?
We would first need to get some information on what the state of the problem is and how it's affecting our membership. And then we would take a position on that if it was affecting our membership. As Frank said, we have a lot of things to tackle locally, and we typically leave the state and federal issues to either the state Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and others. Just because our focus is our membership and the local community economy.
Okay, but I'm sure that the person who's made this call is wondering if I called, maybe he didn't know they had the local number, so he maybe called directory and said Chamber of Commerce for California. That's what I'm assuming. I think what he's wanting to hear is that, yeah, I know you can't, you are not going to be delegated from the state of how you are. How you're going to vote or what you're going to say, but how do you two stand on hiring illegals here in Reading? That's the question.
Well, I'm a firm believer in we need to have a secure border, and illegals are just that. They're illegal, and it needs
that's
to be addressed.
That's what people want to hear. They're right that, there.
You know what? I know where you are here, but this is what people want to hear. They want to hear you say, hey, look, this isn't right. And,
that's all.
And we're here for American workers first. And I just heard that, right?
That's right.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah, and I would echo that, too. As a matter of fact, we could have a long discussion about veterans and how lots of rights are going to people here illegally and cheaper college rates, tons of things, and our veterans sit in hospitals with mold on the walls.
I didn't want to get into that one.
I'd love to get into that one.
Probably will, but we've got
to take a morning show for
that. We need to take a break right now.
We'll come back. We've got another caller on the line. Billy Bob, hang on.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the City Council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax, and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
My name is Charlie Menor, retired Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. I'm honored to serve as chairman of Francie Sullivan's campaign for re-election to the Redding City Council. She is known for taking the time to carefully study issues and consider all the facts before making a decision. Francie is a fiscal conservative who has and is able to make the tough decisions that have helped the city of Redding weather these tough economic times. She is an avid supporter of Turtle Bay and understands its role as a major economic and cultural center for Redding in the North State. The city of Redding is at a critical juncture in its ongoing development. Public safety, tough budget issues, and building a stronger job market are at the top of her agenda, and Francie understands the great energy and enthusiasm that exists in our city to address and move beyond these issues. Her vision is for a thriving and vibrant city for all citizens who wish to live and work. It is a vision I am choosing to vote for on November 4th. I hope you will join me. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Butt. 8:48 in the morning, 59 degrees. It's raining today, even though the Weather Rock says it's not, because Bob is protecting the Weather Rock right here. 605-4567 is our phone numbers. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Way to make them answer, Linda. That was the chat room here.
No,
great job, Linda. You rock.
Well,
and we talked with him over. You're, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, so you can say it again. Is that you're, you know, as far as y'all are concerned, here is that illegals don't get jobs over citizens, but it's just not something y'all are addressing right now.
Exactly.
But that and that's the way the Chamber of Commerce should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not putting words in your mouth because this is the things I said.
Right.
All right.
Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, thank you for holding. You're live on KCNR. Do you have a question for our guests?
Yes, I do, and thanks for taking my call. Hey, great show as usual, guys, but I got a probably a dumb question. How in the world, in your endorsements, did you miss and overlook the three candidates that are most qualified? And those are being, of course, our main runner and stabilization factor, Jones, and Mike Quinn as a corporate controller coming in and part of the REU commission. And I would go, my third would be Christian Schrader, as a longtime lifelong resident with her educational, Board of Educational experience. And answer that for me, because I can't believe you missed the whole shooting pile. All right, bye.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Well, as I said earlier, it is a great slate of candidates, and it was a difficult decision. However, we went through our process. This was the outcome. We talked to Kristen and Patrick, and so we talked to Mike. Right, we didn't overlook anything. I mean, we got the information. Now, this is also kind of a two-step decision. There's the Political Action Committee that meets and makes a recommendation. And there's how many people are on the PAC?
Right? 12.
About 12. Then there's a recommendation made to the board. The board discussed. There was a lot of great discussion. This was the outcome. So I don't want to.
Was there a Political Action Committee voted different?
The Political Action Committee's recommendation was adopted by the board as it
as
came.
Was. Yeah, we as were, was. Michael DeQuisto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, and you know, here's something that I. This is not a Pollyanna, because we need to say there's no question it's a dumb question. You know,
I've never heard Billy Bob ask a dumb question.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where what he means by hello, but my point is that during the time of elections, when you make a decision, there's always going to be someone who's going to counter your decision. And it's tough, because you've got, like you said, we've got a great group of people running for city council, and there's only three positions available. How do you decide? It's very, very difficult for many people. Some are going to be popular. Some are not. I think right now we're all looking for somebody who's going to get in there and is going to kick A and take names. They really need to not be a nebulous. They need to get in and make hard decisions and not be so popular. All right.
I would add one more component to that. And the idea of coming and kicking and whatever is fine. The council had a meeting earlier this year on civility. And it ended up being one of the most uncivil things you'll see in your lifetime. It was really, really unfortunate. It was an embarrassment for the city. So there's going to be a sea change, we believe, on this city council. And we think there'll be three new people on council. And you know, we're feeling very positive about taking the city. I think there's a lot of folks that have been to the circus known as city council meetings, and they're embarrassed for our city. They're unhappy. They're angry that the meeting has been commandeered by a small group of sometimes hoodlums that are just attacking city staff. We've had one candidate call for the firing of the city manager. You know, we don't think that's acceptable. We happen to think city manager and staff does a pretty damn good job. So civility is what it's all about, and you have to see it in action to understand that.
Yes.
So we think there's time for a new team, a sea change on city council.
Well, Frank, just because you call for the firing of a city manager and a city attorney doesn't mean that you're not a civil person.
Well, the two separate problems, but watch the tapes, go to the meetings, see what's going on.
Yeah, but the people you have left on there are also not civil.
Well, sometimes that's happened. You know, we've talked about...
So we're hiring two new people that are civil, but we've got people on there that are have shown they're not civil.
Well, I don't think you can base it all on individuals.
No, you can't.
I mean,
you can't.
It's a five-member council that needs to be civil and make progress.
You know, frankly, I don't want them to agree with each other.
That's right.
I really don't. Right. I want them to argue against...
That's what I meant when I said.
And I know you did, honey, because we've
talked
about this.
That's what I meant. That's not my nature. But
what we want is to work together. Frankly, in the Marine Corps, there was other Marines, and it's hard to believe that we didn't all get along. But there was never a doubt ever in my mind that if I needed help, that they'd be there kicking in doors to come get me. Or in their mind, that I would do the same for them. I don't expect that type of brotherhood on the city council, but I do expect city council to be able to actively oppose each other's opinions, but then get together and work together to what's good for the city. And
that's the difference.
And there's the difference. But I see this as not – you can't just point at two people now. You've got to look at that. You've got to look at the whole group.
That's right.
I mean, people standing up in the middle of a debate calling somebody a liar. Or the other things that we've seen.
Yeah, the chemistry is bad right now. So there's going to be a change, and we'll see how it works out. The voters will decide. Yeah. Billy Bob laid out his favorite candidates. I respect that. There's an election coming up. Get out there and vote, everybody, and we'll see.
Do you take any flack for doing this, for coming out in front of candidates? Because you represent 950 businesses. Well, I mean, do any of the businesses say, whoa?
Yeah, less than I'd expect. Actually, we had protesters on Measure B, and I understand their viewpoint, and not be on Measure A.
Are they in front of your building?
They did.
Because they get in front
there.
Of other businesses around here, and they're protesting in front of a business who's a member of the chamber.
Yeah, they have protests in front of us. I've got a share of hate mail, but really, to answer your question, not really that much. I think people understand that what is the saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Mm. We're giving it our best shot. We're giving our recommendation as a 100-year-old, the strongest business organization, the largest in the North State, but we don't run this town. All we do is work hard with volunteers like Tony to try to study the issues and give the chamber recommends, but ultimately the voters decide, and that's the key, is getting the voters out there. No more 20% turnout.
Jeez,
people need to show up and participate.
That's exactly what was going through my mind while you were talking about if you're listening and you're angry, show up at the polls.
Right. Yep.
Because only you can... That's your way to protest, agree, make movement is by showing up at the polls. I liked where I voted today. It's really interesting because we did that last year when we voted. I was so excited about my sticker, and then we went to a place I won't mention, and we sat down and I was so excited to have a hamburger after all this. And then this gal that waited on us, our server, excuse me, let's be politically correct here. Our server, we said, did you vote? And she goes, well, I don't vote. I was so sick. I almost got up and left.
You were ready to change servers right there.
I almost got up
because
and left.
I take it as a personal insult, being in the service. I take it as a personal insult if people don't vote, because there's people out there on those walls right now.
And she was 20-something, and she goes, well, I don't know if – and we said, really? And I go, how about your friend? She goes, well, I don't think my friends do either. I may have one – maybe one friend is kind of politically active, but the rest of them don't. It just made me – hello, I wanted to wring her neck.
I think voting is a way to honor people like Carl, my father, my father-in-law. I served 6 years in the Air Force. And it's just, even on a small little school district, something that doesn't look that important, you're thinking, gee, do I really have to go out for this one thing? Yeah. I think it's a way to tribute to the people that have given us the right to be able to vote.
Well, obviously. And I'm the same because of me. I've been in countries where, and people get tired of this story, where the women were linking arms, walking down the street. They were told they'd be killed if they voted.
Right.
And, of course, we put a lot of people out there to make sure they weren't, but they thought they were crying and they voted. And here we can't get people out on a good day. All right.
Well, I just want to say
this. Chamber of Commerce is, we are members of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I just want to say this one thing. I was in student government in high school. And so then I realized at that point is that, if you're going to make a change or you're going to see something pass, you really need to be active in it. Otherwise, when it goes and you don't want it to go that way, then don't sit back on the corner on the side and cry and be a crybaby because you were not involved with it.
Right. Hey, Tony, we really want to thank you because you're doing this as the chairman of the director. For the board of directors of Chamber of Commerce. You do this. I know it takes a lot of time, and we appreciate your steadfastness for our community and doing all this work for us.
Thank you, Carl.
We do appreciate that a lot. And, Frank, we always appreciate you.
And your piano angels.
And I'll return your dog today.
That sounds good. And Tony and the board spent all day Friday at a planning retreat at Sierra Pacific talking about what we do, what we could do better next year. And so the volunteers really drive the organization. And we have a small paid staff. But I salute the volunteers that come back for more. Well, and they take a few hits,
And we'd
too.
Like to, after the election, Tony, have you come back in with Frank and say, okay, what are the plans for next year? After it shakes out a little bit, because some of these propositions, I think, also are going to have an impact.
I better see you at Wind River November 6th if you can make it with your beautiful bride.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Kurt Largent on. We're going to be talking not just real estate, but a lot of other things. And, of course, Bill Whalen from Hoover Institute is going to be on talking about the national policies and what it looks like from the Hoover Institute out of Stanford. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says he is encouraged that those confined for 3 weeks to be monitored for Ebola are virus-free.
I am particularly lifted up by today because it's starting to show us the science that we talked about at the very beginning is working.
Family members and friends who had contact with Ebola victim Thomas Eric Duncan have passed the 21-day incubation period without showing any signs of the disease, but health officials are still monitoring 120 people for possible infection with Ebola because they may have had contact with one of the three people in Dallas who got the virus. There's a rare victory against Ebola in Africa. The World Health Organization says Nigeria is now free of the disease. The agency's director for Nigeria calls it a spectacular success story. The disease had come to Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, through an airline passenger who carried Ebola.